The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Here's the actual alternative version of this song.
Whatever gets you through the night.
She doesn't know how to sing harmonies, does she?
Oh, no. I thought it worked.
Can you hear me?
Whatever gets you through your life.
John Lennon, Elton John, the background vocals there.
Yeah, I learned that today.
Yeah. This is something new. It's been March of last year since I've seen food in the studio, so that means things are starting to change. McDonald's dropped off a bunch of food for us, and that hasn't. We haven't had food since the pandemic. I mean, well, we've had food.
But, we're hungry.
Yeah, we're emaciated in here.
It's a good weight loss plan.
And during the break next time, Nick, come on down and get some something to eat. You know,
yep, I will.
McDonald's right. dropped off a bunch
this
of
stuff. That's why.
Awesome. Crispy chicken sandwiches, is there
yes,
new one?
Yes, the spicy, regular, and deluxe there.
Right, thank you, McDonald's.
And some Shamrock shakes.
Oh, I saw those. It is that time of year. Potato!
And fries. A load of fries.
Load of fries.
Yeah. Fries are awesome.
Fries are good now.
Yeah. Yeah. Any time of day, fry. I'm in.
Yeah.
This is why the folks at McDonald's are marketing geniuses.
Right.
You bring radio guys food, they're going to mention you.
Right. Right. And like, once again, it's been a year since we allowed food in here, you know?
A booze. Yeah. We've, of course, allowed booze in here.
Right. So somebody is pissed off. We don't give Craig more crap when he says, like the year 1896, and you say, where were you now?
You might remember, where you were.
Guy goes, you guys weren't even born yet. Why don't you give him crap about that? He's playing he's playing along with these bits here because the other guys are not playing along. They're just idiots. I love that.
Right.
Yeah, I love the show you guys rock.
Apparently, a lot of the audience takes the show literally.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just crazy. Another guy. I love this one. Another guy had a guy. He taught how to play golf. And I introduced a buddy to mine to golf. Midway through the summer, he texts me, he says he shot a 76. He assured me it was on 18 and not 9. 2 weeks later, I take him out, and he shot 109. Now, you're right. He did not shoot. I mean, nobody shoots 76 unless you're just an expert and plays all the time. I mean, you just don't. You just don't. You know? Thank you, Trevor. All right.
Yeah, there's no need to lie about your golf scores.
Yeah, but people do, man. Earlier, Craig messed up the word gas prices, and he said gay prices.
Did you?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah, he said gay prices, and Trenton check it in. Gay Dude Trent's his
no,
name.
I think he was referencing the website, gaybuddy.com.
No.
That's what it was.
Well, since you asked, they're outrageous, Trenton says. Have you seen some of the extravagant, what gay guys wear nowadays? It's really expensive. Love the show, as always. Gay Dude Trent.
So the price of denim has gone up?
Apparently. Shut up. I got a denim shirt draped around my back over here, you dick.
As long as it's not in jacket form, you'll be all right.
Have you watched much of Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, I love it. I do. It's really good, and I knew I'd like it. I'm not far into it, maybe 5 episodes, but I will continue to watch it because it's brilliant comedy. It really is. Really
but good. Dan Levy's wardrobe is pretty exotic.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
He wears a lot of sweaters that look like dresses.
Right.
You know, they go to like mid-thigh.
Mm-hmm. But he's straight on that show.
Yeah.
The character's straight,
what?
I would say.
No. The character's gay.
When's he turn gay? Because in the beginning, he's like, that girl likes him. He likes her back.
I don't want to spoil anything.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I was going to say, I couldn't believe they're having him play a straight character.
No.
He's gay in real life also, too, right?
Yeah, but things will happen.
Got it.
Down the road.
All right. Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
You ain't the gayest guy in the room.
Oh,
that's
so
a good one.
Yeah, you're at the point where he's just, he's banging the hotel clerk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I miss that part.
Well, she's into him, but I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Apparently, there's a new Tom Petty video.
Right. Oh, you know, I should know stuff like this. What is it?
It's you saw. Jeez, this is the wrong crowd for this to say this. You saw me coming.
Yeah. Why are you worried about that, Craig?
I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying it's the wrong crowd.
Yes, I did.
Is that on an album anywhere?
A lot of times.
It's the new one.
It's Wildflowers, Todd.
Yeah, it's Finding Wildflowers.
I think they're finally releasing that second disc we were talking
upcoming
about.
Upcoming release.
On its own.
Okay. I understand picking.
Yeah, Finding Wildflowers contains 16 tracks.
I understand picking the corpse to keep the legacy alive. I really do. I just think that in the modern age, you know, Tom Petty still tweets, and it almost comes like first person sometimes. I'm thinking, why don't you do it as a group of people? We love Tom Petty should tweet, not Tom Petty.
Well, I'll give him a pass on that Wildflowers thing, because that's something Tom himself had talked about doing for years.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, I don't care if he releases albums. I'm talking about his Twitter page comes off like he's tweeting. Hey, join me this weekend. I'll be on Tom Petty Radio. No, you won't. You're dead.
I'll be 6 feet under.
Does he respond to Herman Cain?
That's right. Herman Cain, same thing. He tweets out, vote for Trump. I'm dead. Vote for Trump.
But yeah, after they pass, the tweets should come in third person.
They should,
you know.
But they don't sometimes. They don't sometimes.
Or change the name on the account.
I don't even care if the account says Tom Petty. Yeah, but even if the account stays the same, they want to squat on the account so nobody else has it. But just do the tweets in third person.
Yeah, I think the Facebook one.
It's not just Petty. A lot of them go to that.
Yeah, if someone is gone, it says remembering or whomever.
All right.
And you can still post on their page.
And what else is new, Craig?
Sometimes I'm weird and I do that. I post on my dead buddy's page.
The oldest person in the world will carry the Olympic flame when it passes through her hometown in Japan.
For 10 feet?
That's her? Followed closely by the guy I was standing behind in Walgreens the other day. He is right there.
Kana Tanaka is 118 years old. She has survived cancer twice, lived through global pandemics twice.
Oh, my God.
After being born the same year, the Wright brothers made history with the world's first powered flight.
Now, I've seen these, they do the tours the whole way through the country and actually around the world, for that matter. And usually these are people that volunteer, also people that do charity events. But usually it's about a mile or a half mile at least. What's this lady
She will
go?
Carry the torch for 100 meters.
Oh,
her family will push her wheelchair
for
most of the distance, but she says she's determined to walk the last few steps as she passes the torch to the next runner.
Okay. It's a couple months away?
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Is she going to do this at the opening ceremonies? Because I don't think you make plans for somebody that far out when they're that age.
No.
Yeah, you need a backup plan.
Yeah, but she's only got you by one pandemic, Craig. Right. You've beaten the cancer twice.
Yes, you have.
Yeah,
that's right.
I guess the World War.
Right.
Yeah, you haven't been through any World Wars.
No. Yet.
Yeah.
No, it'll be a civil war if there's any kind of war that we're going to live through. Right.
And Craig might go back down and fight for the South. That's where he's from.
Well, not for them.
So there was no inauguration yesterday. I wasn't checking the TV.
No. I saw it all over. That was great. I was checking Newsmax, OAN, and Fox, and no inauguration of Trump anywhere.
Well, they must have been covering it up.
Oh, that's right.
Because I'm sure it actually happened.
I'm sure it did.
But you know how the lamestream media is.
They suck. Oh, yeah.
They're not going to report on stuff like that.
Well, you're part of it, Craig.
You know they swore him in private.
Yes.
That must have been it.
That had to be it.
Yeah.
That's how deep it goes. You can't even broadcast
it. Right.
So either that or the people who said they were going turned out to be liars.
Right. Dumbasses.
No. Or chickens.
Or chickens.
Or pussies. Yep.
So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people know someone who was all about, it's going to happen.
Yeah, nut jobs.
And, well, it didn't.
Not trying to reach across here out of them.
So what's the next date? So you can't just...
I don't know.
The last I heard, this was one of the last ones.
Right. And then they're going to realize that he's done?
No.
Okay.
No, they're going to come up with more wacky crap.
Yep.
Jesus is coming back, people.
And legitimate Republican senators are going to say that's true.
That's right, because they need votes from... Yeah, idiots vote, too.
Yes,
so
they do.
That's why there's a Republican chance for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sorry. I didn't mean to throw everybody under the bus.
That's okay. Well, you can.
No, that's not
Not all of them.
That wasn't right. Yeah. A huge Amazonian fish is the newest invasive species in Florida. They say the fish is called an arapaima, recently washed ashore the some river in Cape Coral. The Arapaima is native to the Amazon River in South America and can grow to 10 feet long.
Whoa!
That's a big fish.
Whoa. It's got an appetite for small mammals, lizards, birds, and other fish.
Also, it actually eats things, like eats mammals.
Yeah.
Like a chipmunk gets close to the river or something like that? Or?
Something like that. Oh, yeah. Small mammals, lizards, birds, and other fish, and they can produce hundreds of thousands of eggs in its lifetime.
Where'd it come from? Oh, Amazon.
Yeah.
What are they doing to get rid of them?
Well, right now, they're just saying if you see one, send them a photo, including the location, date, and time of sighting, so they can start to get a handle on this.
You got a picture of one, Craig, and share on the social media?
Not on this piece of paper, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but, they're all over the internet.
You're such a dick, man.
Yeah. Caloosahatchee, I think, is how you say the name of this river.
That takes up too much ink to print pictures.
Way down yonder.
It really does. Certainly for radio.
Holy God, there's an image of a guy. This is in the Amazon, but it's bigger than him. He's carrying a fish out of the river.
10 feet is bigger than a lot of people.
It is.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah. Who's taller, the fish or Andre the Giant? Andre the Giant's not 10 feet, so I'd win that battle.
You would.
I'd pick the fish.
Well, he said they can grow up to 10 feet. I'm sure they're smaller versions. Yeah. Well, this isn't one you just pull out of the river and throw on the bank. That's not that easy.
Is it thick or is it skinny?
No.
That's what she said.
It is girthy.
Yeah, pretty girthy.
Well, perfect.
How does it taste?
Those flying Asian carp.
Yeah, can you eat them? Can you eat them?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of meat. I don't know if it's edible.
Yeah.
Depends upon what it feeds on.
And what are they in?
It feeds on small mammals, lizards, birds, and other fish.
Well, it's not saltwater, obviously. So is it in ponds and stuff in Florida?
It might be in that.
Here, it's a river.
Yeah. Okay, river. Okay.
It's out of the Amazon, so it's a freshwater fish.
How'd they get? Oh, somebody bought one and dropped it in the river and
probably.
I think that's what they think had to have happened, but they're not sure. That's why they are hoping that if anyone else sees this, you got to let them know.
Yeah. Just like jackasses who get sick of their pythons, take them out to the Everglades and let them loose, and they reproduce.
Or even people that get rid of, they get tired of their goldfish.
Right.
Those things can take over.
You've got to be pretty impatient to get tired of a goldfish.
Yeah, you do. They don't do much. Just sit there and eventually die anyway.
But every year,
fish.
Don't they gather for a python hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let them go nuts?
Yeah, that's an invasive species.
Did you you got a picture of that post? Puss?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever your name is.
It's hilarious.
Big Post is a stupid name.
Big Post.
Big Post is a stupid name. Good thing we never stuck with that.
Yeah. Be a good name for a basketball player.
For his whole life, that'd be miserable.
I'd rather be Big Pussy than Big Post.
They call him Big Post.
They call me Big Post. Actually, it sounds like you got a huge hog. Right.
Oh, it sounds like a power forward.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Post.
How often would a fish like that encounter a small mammal?
That's what I was wondering,
too. Otters and stuff, but how often
that's a good point.
Somebody, are other mammals
yeah,
in the water?
Some beavers swimming down the river, and all of a sudden, I don't know if there's beavers in Florida.
Or a deer going up to the river to take a drink?
A deer is not a small mammal.
Yeah.
You think I can jump out and eat a deer?
Like those Key West deer? They're tiny.
Yeah.
My dogs are bigger than those Key West deer.
Okay, I know what you mean. Huh. Yeah, I think I've seen those.
And then, you know, they do grow through periods of growth where they start off small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like babies.
Good thing you're here today, Craig.
Is it?
Yeah, you're explaining a lot of stuff.
I wasn't
to me.
Thinking that.
Neither was I.
Like Thank you.
If you're a fish, it'd be hard to catch a bird, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, unless they're just standing there in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, or floating.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
sometimes they do just stand there in the water.
Just hanging out. Right.
Then they're dead.
Oh, here's a picture of that. I don't reckon you watch the River Monster.
No, is that
show.
What this is be on? Okay, got
yeah,
it. Okay,
because there's a picture of that Jeremy Wade guy who hosts that show,
holding one,
reeling in.
Well,
one of
somebody
those.
Share that when we get a chance.
I'm posting.
Okay, thanks, Puss. Or post.
And I'm guessing that Puss it's pronounced Arapaima.
You're pussing.
I think you're right.
Push that up, Big Post. You got screwed up. There, you got
Hilarious.
You again. You got you again.
I just wanted to be marked down in the record that this is the first time Tyler's ever told me to post a link about fishing.
I know.
This is historic stuff.
Well, you know what? We got food today. It's 2019 to me.
That's not true. Whenever I go fishing, he says, make sure you post that stuff on social media.
I never say that.
Right. No, not once.
He insists.
That's never come out of my mouth.
If I catch a fish, I better put it on the social media.
Yeah. Not once.
No.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Louisiana lawmaker.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Is it?
Says she will introduce a proposal to decriminalize.
Really?
Prostitution.
Yes.
In the state.
We were talking about this off the air yesterday.
See, that makes sense. New Orleans.
Well, what we don't understand about this, I've never understood about this when it comes to, I'm not saying legalized brothels. I get that that's cool, too, if you want to do that. But I never understood if you have somebody, Bill Maher had a great rant about there's a lot of dudes and probably a lot of women, but a lot of dudes are not getting laid and they just can't get laid. They can't find a woman that wants to have sex with them, but they're just going through their whole life sexless because they can't find people. So that's part of it. But also, if you are dating somebody, if you know somebody that's willing to have sex with you for $100 and you're friends, but you're yeah, give me $100, I'll have sex with you, why should that be illegal? Because it is.
It is.
It is.
It totally is.
It is. And decriminalizing it doesn't make it like legal, it just means you could do that.
Well, you could take it out of the shadows and protect those people.
Right, that too.
Yes.
We talked about mainly that. Right.
That would reduce human trafficking. Right. I know that's a problem. But I can't believe that all these people who, ladies on, an escort website, they're not all being trafficked.
No. And it's obviously sex trafficking is horrible and it's got to be stopped. But if it's out of the open, but this is the same thing when it comes about, the same kind of people that hate this, even lefties will hate this too because it's a woman thing. But the women, it's the same people that bitch about weed. Well, weed will take, will make, people won't be doing, all big pharma won't be dying from over-the-counter drugs. Or prescription
That's one
drugs.
Of the things.
And they still bitch. So this is one of those things you're going to find old white guys saying, we can't do that, as they buy a hooker when they're in Vegas.
Right. Like weed.
Well, how much is it? Right.
Prostitution is everywhere.
Right. Yes, it is.
You can find an escort if you want to
wherever
you go.
Yeah.
And we already have the prototype. We've got Nevada.
Right.
Or you can look at foreign countries deal with it.
Even if you don't want to do brothels in your state, decriminalize it. You're always looking to make some extra money, Craig.
Yes.
You can satisfy some ladies.
I don't know about satisfying them.
Or dudes.
I think there's more money in that.
If you're going to be the satisfaction part, or just kind of being there.
Yeah. If you're going to be a male prostitute, I think you'd get more money if you opened up to.
Now, how far is this going to go in Louisiana?
Having a dude.
Well, who knows?
They're in live and let live state like Nevada is in a way.
Representative Mani Landry said she's authoring a bill that would do away with most existing regulations that outlaw prostitution. She said younger generations don't understand how the government can enter consenting adults' bedrooms and tell them what to do.
I never could either, and I'm not a younger adult, but my whole life I never understood why you couldn't give somebody $40 for something
if
it was consensual.
Ms. Landry said her proposal would not repeal current laws against human trafficking, rape, sexual assault, or prostitution involving minors.
Right.
Okay, fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah. But the reefer madness people come out and say, well, it's going to cause kids to be trafficked. No, it's not.
No. It would reduce that, actually.
Yeah. It means your neighbor will bang you for $100 a week.
Oh, right. Now we're talking.
And then she's got to look at you.
We always got
disgusted.
Well,
that's on her.
When they did these stings and for a while, they would post the John's names up on billboards.
You know, I'm not going to bring it back up, but we're familiar with a football coach. We knew that we backed him because he got sucked into one of those stings. And, it was just lame. The guy was a good dude. Got his name drug all through the local media because it was a stupid sting. Oh, sorry, guy wants to get laid. Give him a break,
Yeah.
Yeah, and in a normal year, hookers flock to Mardi Gras.
Right.
I'm sure you can't swing a bat without running into one.
Into a hooker. Boy, those were the days.
Like three of the best... My dad's three of my best favorite trips of all time were to a brothel.
The three favorite.
Yeah, they might be number three. I feel confident saying it. Might be a, family vacation, probably four or five. In that
spring
situation.
Training's a distant four.
Yeah, he got to do a lot of cool things in his life, but you're right, that's probably the top three. Yeah, and he talked about he caught us and, he, you know, whatever. Hookers were paid money to have sex with my old man, and he had a great weekend. Three of them.
I've always thought it was ridiculous that prostitution was legal everywhere in Nevada but Clark County.
Yeah, I never got that
home
either.
Home of Las Vegas.
Right. But even then, are they
really
busting
weird.
These chicks that much? And you know, but there's still a chance of it, you know? I'm sure Roger's going
to
check.
Oh, when
in.
We first started going to Vegas.
You'd see hookers like, all the...
At the mid-90s?
At the bar, yeah.
Opened up the phone book.
Yeah.
When,
oh, that's right.
When people used phone books, there was an entertainer section. Hundreds of pages of entertainers.
Right.
Just waiting for the phone to ring.
Waiting to entertain you.
That's right.
Right there in your hotel.
Entertainers in your area.
Right. And the whole surrounding area, right?
Nick? Right.
Yeah. And these entertainers.
Don't touch your chode. And surrounding areas.
They actually.
Chode.
They want you. God. Well, more they want your money, but they want you.
Whatever. You're getting laid, man.
If they have to put up with you for money, they will. And God bless them for it.
Kansas coach Les Miles back in the news, right, Craig?
He's a creep.
Oh, yeah.
We're, Craig's got more details. We mentioned it real early in the show. But well, he was a freak in Louisiana, so maybe that's the reason. Yeah.
Maybe he's changed.
Maybe cleaned himself up there
in
Lawrence.
His wicked ways.
I'll find out.
Once you got to Kansas.
I'll find out. I'm a big booster now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.